Paper Cup, written by Karen Campbell and read by Caroline Guthrie. You're lying in your bed with the covers pulled tight. Tight, because when you were wee, if everything up to your head and neck was swaddled, then the monsters wouldn't get you. Or if you had your back to the door, then the blankets had to be wound right across your back, up past your ears, and you would never turn round, even though you could feel its eyes on you in the dark. This thing, this goblin, or the shadow on the picture on the wall. The open, gaping mouth, the eyes of bright black coal. So, you are in your bed and it's comfy. But then it's a little cold, as if the covers have slipped. You know when your shoulders are exposed and the chill that catches you there migrates, like the thin metal prongs of a freezing fork in your gums can give you toothache in your head. Yeah, so the cold passes from your shoulder to your neck and simultaneously to your stomach. It gnaws along your spine at the precise moment you realise the bed is not comfy at all because the cold is emanating from there. You've been kidding yourself that it's soft. You've been dreaming it. But it's actually a terrible, wet, rock-hard cold that you are lying on. And it's more terrible than water because it's solid. It's a heavy, dreadful cold that grows stronger as you screw your eyes shut. Ignoring it. Ignoring the leaping pain in your head and the dry-mouthed druth that is screaming at you. See? See what you've done? You total waste of space. Ah, but it was lovely. Fine and lovely. The loveliest thing that has happened to you in months. First, the grip on glass. Unyielding. Yours. That first firm twist. The gorgeous click as metal cracked, green glints and the cascading spill of clear pleated liquid. The sharp, bright glug. The glug. The luscious, gurgling glug that fills your veins and gives you what they had. Warmth. But you're not warm. Not at all. Neither are you prone. Not even comfortably fetal. Kelly, you are propped. Discarded. Your knees are folded, hurting at your chin, which droops. Ugh, your neck. Aching with weight. Your swollen mega head is too heavy to lift. And the blankets that have slipped are also heavy. But is it the heaviness of water? Damp folds chafing on your skin. But how? When it is the covers. And then you realise they're not covers at all. They are the bulk of your clothes layered on for warmth and they are soaking. And that the cold moisture is coming from both outside and within. The moisture inside is your body, bleeding heat. You stink, Kelly. You must do. Great blocks of cold hammer you. Thud, thud, thud. Your head, your neck, your knees. You need a pee. You need a drink. Imagine in the heat of a cup of tea. Imagine your own tea, a kettle, a heat, a hotness there. Whenever